We're doing the Seder HaKabbalah, and we're up to Yeshua. The Yeshua Yalem L'Rosh Ulkatzin Ulmanig. Yeshua was their leader, he was their general. He was the leader, he was the manhig, he was the head. Madricham b'chayim umlamdam lo'il. He taught him life, he taught him how to be the ho'il. He taught him how to be, so to speak, beneficial in life, how to be productive. And when his time came, he too gave over the tradition to the elders. We're not talking about the same elders who were around in Moshe's time. Those elders passed. But rather to the elders who were around in his day, who outlived him. As the verse says about them, they have to Israel et Hashem kol imei Yoshua v'chol imei azkenim asher arichu imim achei Yoshua. The Jewish people were faithful to Hashem, they served Hashem throughout the days of Yeshua and the days of the elders who outlived, who had longer days after Yeshua. We don't know how many elders they were. We don't know much about them. We know that Osniel ben Kenaz was among the first ones. He was in Yeshua's time. He was exceptional in his generation, unusually exceptional. דרך הפלגה אמרו במסכת תמורה 1,700 קלים וחמורים בגזרות שבת ודקדוקי סופרים נשתקו בימי אבלו של משה וכולם משיבם עתניאל בן קנז מפלפולו. The Talmud says an exaggeration, it says 1,700 derivations, קל וחומר, גזר שווה, etc. were forgotten while people were mourning Moshe, and עתניאל בן קנז and his pilpul was able to bring him back. So the Talmud tells us an exaggerated number, says the Meiri. It's interesting because the Rambam doesn't seem to learn it's an exaggerated number. But that's what the Meiri says. 1,700 were forgotten. Why would they choose such an exaggerated number? I don't know. You know, sometimes you say 1,000, a million, you say different numbers for exaggeration. 1,700 isn't exactly the number we would choose, we would think to choose. So he says that's an exaggeration to tell us how unusually sharp Osniel ben Kenaz was. So now we've gone from creation up to Moshe, and from Moshe to Yoshua to Osniel ben Kenaz, which brings us to the period of the Shofetim.